Jeff Charbonneau has been named the 2013 National Teacher of the Year. He's already Washington's State Teacher of the Year. He was chosen as the national teacher from among all the other great teachers across the country. He's a science teacher, teaching 9th through 12th grade chemistry, physics, and engineering at Zilla High School in Zilla, Washington. He's also the regional STEM innovator, science, technology, engineering, and math. He graduated from Zilla High School in 1996, and he receives his award from President Obama at the White House later this morning. He sees his job as teacher and coach.
And I say coach because we think of coaches a little bit differently than we think of teachers. Coaches are there to inspire, they're there to encourage and really see the best in their players and then work on developing their skills and their talents from there. But in reality, I think that's what teachers do too. You know, the first thing that comes to mind when I think of my job is that I'm there to build positive relationships with students. You know, the content is secondary. If I can make those positive relationships first, I can see where the student is coming from, understand their backgrounds, and appreciate them for their differences and similarities in my classroom. Then I can build an appropriate education for them. And once you do that, boy, you get the students on your side, and you can take them to a place educationally that you might not have gotten to before. You can have that high content and high rigor.
But you only have those students for a limited amount of time. How can you build those sorts of long-lasting relationships?
Well, you know, I think it can still be done. You know, even though it's a limited amount of time, you know, you're still going to be with them for, you know, 180 days over the course of a year, you know, maybe for an hour or so per day, depending on your schedule. And so that is a significant amount of time. But on top of that, most teachers are also involved in some sort of extracurricular activity. Myself, I'm an assistant drama director, yearbook advisor, science club advisor, and more. And so I'm able to see these students in lots of different ways.
When do you find time to teach them the core STEM programs?
Absolutely. You know, but we're doing that all the time. You know, even as you're building those relationships, you're still teaching content. I think one of the best things about teaching is that it's something that never stops. You know, you're not only teaching the lesson that you have planned within the classroom, but when you see a student on the street or at the grocery store, you're still teaching and you're still talking about things that are relevant to science. You know, so often we think of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics as simply being robotics. You know, now I'm a robotics advisor. I started my own robotics club, so definitely I'm a big fan of robotics. But there's a softer side of STEM as well. It's going to Woodland Park Zoo. It's going to the aquarium. It's going up to Mount Rainier. It's going to these places where you can see the softer side of science. And you can see, you know, biology and diversity and whatnot. So STEM is all around us. There's definitely time to teach it as well.
Jeff Charbonneau has been named the 2013 National Teacher of the Year. He's a science teacher teaching 9th through 12th grade chemistry, physics, engineering at Zilla High School in Zilla, Washington. He's also the regional STEM innovator, science, technology, engineering, math. Graduated from Zilla High School in 1996. What's different about the experience you had in 1996 and the experience your students have today?
You know, we can certainly look at the technology differences. You know, when I was in school, very few computers were around. In my engineering classrooms today, we're using CAD or computer-aided design to do engineering. We have a 3D printer in the classroom, so students are able to create something on a computer and then literally hold it in their hands moments later. You know, so there's that aspect of it, but I'll tell you what's the same. And the same is the quality of teachers that are in Zilla, the quality of teachers that we have in Washington State. They're caring, they're compassionate, you know, and they're really focused on a very nuanced education, one that takes into consideration the individual needs of each student. So if we can continue to do that, if we can continue to look at our students as individuals and adapt and evolve our instruction based off of them, and then at the same time incorporate the new technologies and the new things that have come about, you know, not only within computer science, but within aviation and physics and the rest, then I think we're doing our job pretty well.
What's your average class size?
You know, it ranges somewhere between about 18 and 24 students, somewhere in there. You know, you would think that teaching the physics and the chemistry and the engineering classes, I'd have smaller classes, but that's actually not the case. My physics classes typically are full every year, and we have a lot of students that are very eager to be challenged. You know, one of the best things that you can do in education is continually raise the bar and raise that level of rigor. You know, I've talked a lot about that focus on individual students first, but once you can do that, that rigor can go much higher. Every single course that I teach is actually counts for college credit, either through Yakima Valley Community College, Central Washington University, or Eastern Washington University. So the rigor in the course content is definitely there. And that's really one of the best things about teaching.
Are you self-selecting and getting the best students?
Or
are the students, self-selecting, I should say, and coming to you because you're the best teacher?
You know, I don't know that I'm the best teacher. You know, the best teacher is the one that matches up with the student's personality. You know, so I've got a teacher right next door that's absolutely phenomenal. He connects with students in a different way than I do, and he's really, really good at what he does. But as far as selecting students, I've got 9th through 12th grade students. I've got students who are, enrolled in special education courses, but are also taking engineering for college credit. So I've got all ranges and all abilities. And I see all ranges and all abilities as opportunities for them to succeed. Sometimes a student will come to me with a traditionally poor math background in their academic history. But then they see engineering in a new light, and they see a different relevance for the mathematics. And suddenly math makes sense to them. You know, so it's not about selecting individual students based off of prior academic history or anything like that. It's about selecting students who are willing to challenge themselves and willing to apply themselves in the classroom.
Jeff Charbonneau has been named the 2013 National Teacher of the Year. He teaches chemistry, physics, engineering at Zilla High School. You know, I hear in your voice a calling, if I may interpret
sure.
for a moment. And is what you do replicable? Can other teachers learn from you?
Absolutely, just as I have learned from other teachers. It's something that can be replicated. It is something that can be taught because I've seen it in so many places. I've seen it in Zilla High School. I've seen it at Toppenish. I've seen it in Yakima. I've seen it in the Seattle schools. There's great teachers out there.
Well, what's keeping it from being replicated? I mean, why do we still see test scores or even graduation rates that don't seem to be rising?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different things that you got to keep in mind with something like test scores. Test scores are a part of the equation. You know, I equate it to my classroom. If in my classroom the only thing that I did grade-wise was give a final at the very end, and I based the entire grade for my students on the final exam, I'd have an awful lot of parents pretty upset with me for inappropriate grading practices. And I think that sometimes when we look only at test scores, we're doing the same type of thing. We're putting so much weight on one part of it. Now, do I give a final? Yes. Are statewide tests as a final, are those appropriate? Absolutely. I think that it's important for us to do testing, and it's important for us to look at those scores. But I think it's also important for us to look at the whole student and the rest of the equation in education.
What about graduation rates?
You know, graduation rates are rising. We have one of the highest graduation rates nationwide than we've had since the early 1970s. And yet we're also teaching a whole different student. You know, students are different today than they were 20, 30, and 40 years ago. And so we are improving. Now, I totally admit we have an awful long way to go. We're trying some new strategies. We're trying to implement some new ideas to improve graduation rates and also to close the achievement gap. We've got an awful lot of work to do. And I don't have all the solutions, but I hope that together with the other educators in our nation, we can figure it out.
Do you have a particular model you base your teaching on?
You know, the model that I use is I have a very cliche statement that I start my classroom every day. I say, welcome back to another day in paradise. And that's my model. The model is be positive about what's happening right in your life. Be aware of the things that maybe aren't going as well and do something to change it. You know, we do live in a paradise in the United States of America. If you think and look around you for just a few minutes, you have access to the internet so easily in our state. You have access to such amazing resources. There's an awful lot to be very positive about. So let's be positive about those things first, have a nice outlook on life, and then start focusing on those areas we can improve. Leopard Pathfinders is an extension of my high school science club. It's a outdoor backpacking and hiking program where we take students up into the Cascade Mountain Range up on White Pass and Chinook Pass. We do some fish planting for the Department of Fish and Wildlife, where we take and backpack fish into some of the high alpine lakes and plant them. We've also gone to Yellowstone National Park and the Bear Tooth Mountains of Montana. And the whole goal of the program is to expose students to that softer side of STEM, that other part of science that we don't normally think about when we think about STEM education. It's the idea of getting students to be aware of their environment, and aware of the resources that are out there for us.
You know, you graduated from Zilla High School. You went to Central Washington. You got a master's at Central Washington. Now you're a National Board Certified Teacher. When you have students getting ready to graduate and you look at them and they say, oh, I should be going to the UW or I should be going to an Ivy League school, which costs more and is harder to get into, what do you tell them?
I tell them to make sure and pick a university that matches their personality. You know, the University of Washington is a fantastic school. I've had students that have gone there. I have a student just a few years ago is now down at Stanford. You know, so we've had students that are going to those prestigious universities, as well as students going to Yakima Valley Community College, which I think is just as appropriate for some of them. So match the college or the university or the trade school, you know, that fits your personality. I think we put sometimes a little bit too much focus just on college, and then never limit yourself. Always push yourself to continue to improve.
You're very positive. I do wonder, is there anything in the teaching profession, rules from principals, rules from the Department of Education, rules from your union, rules from fellow teachers, is there anything that is keeping you from achieving what you want to achieve as a teacher?
You know, I think that there's always going to be barriers for folks to figure out how to navigate. You know, as I've worked through my teaching career, there's been a lot of opportunities for other people to tell me no to a different program or thing that I wanted to implement. And my role as a teacher and my role as a teacher leader is to figure out the ways that we can make those things still happen. You know, and through the three different colleges and universities I've worked with, YBC, Central, and Eastern, that now count my classes for college credit. Each one of those was a little bit challenging to make those agreements. You know, I do not have a PhD in any of those subject areas, and traditionally a university professor would. You know, so you've got to figure out how to navigate those barriers. You know, does that drive me nuts from time to time? Certainly. I think red tape is there to drive people nuts to a certain extent. But there's ways around it, and there's ways you can navigate it, and there's always opportunity there.
What's next for you in your professional career?
You know, that's a great question. As National Teacher of the Year, starting in June, I will have the opportunity to change my classroom. I'll be leaving the classroom in Zilla High School to instead go and basically tour the United States as a spokesperson for education. Also tour a few countries of the world where I'll do somewhere around 140 to 150 speeches over the course of a year. And also be there to learn from other teachers and to see their classrooms and to interact with them and hopefully bring some of those practices back. After that year, I'll then return to Zilla High School, hopefully to exactly the same classroom and continue teaching those same courses, but hopefully more informed. You know, I'm not done learning as an educator, and I really look forward to learning more and how I can continue to be a voice for education in our state and also for our country.
Well, Jeff Charbonneau, I thank you very much for your work. I know you're heading over to receive the award from the president, right?
That is correct. At approximately 2:15 Eastern time, about 11:15 a.m. Pacific time, I'll be at the White House. We'll do a ceremony in the Rose Garden with all of the state teachers of the year, where President Obama will present me with the National Teacher of the Year Award. And then I get exactly 2 minutes to give a little speech there in the White House grounds. So it's going to be an absolutely amazing opportunity. It's going to be streamed live on the White House's website, so you can tune into that.
Your students going to be watching?
Hey, absolutely, absolutely.
Jeff Charbonneau of Zilla, Washington, is the 2013 National Teacher of the Year. This is Weekday.